Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Glad to be with you on this first day of October. Unfortunately, the federal government shut down at midnight for the first time in nearly 7 years. How will that affect Louisiana government and programs here in the state of Louisiana? To help us understand the impacts, we ask Jan Moeller, Executive Director of Invest in Louisiana, to join us. Morning, Jan.
Good morning, Dave. It's great to be with you.
Glad that you're here. What, if anything, will we see immediately as a result of the federal government shutting down because of a political impasse in the U.S. Senate?
Well, it's hard to say. I think the answer for most people in Louisiana is not a whole lot. This is not a government shutdown. It's a partial government shutdown, which means that a lot of and the federal government, Donald Trump, has a lot of discretion in deciding who is an essential federal worker, and essential federal workers are staying on the job. So Social Security checks are going to keep coming. Medicare is going to continue to operate. The military, ICE agents, anything that was kind of appropriated in the big one big beautiful bill last summer, a lot of that is going to keep operating. Now, there are some things that are going to shut down, and one of them is paychecks. For there's about 19,500 federal employees in Louisiana, and whether some of them are going to get furloughed until this is fixed, and some of them are going to be forced to stay on the job. Either way, they're not getting paid until this is resolved. So if you're in that number, then this is going to absolutely affect you. Another big effect, obviously, if you're going to visit a national park or a museum, if you have plans to go to Washington, you're going to notice it immediately. The other big effect, I think, is the National Flood Insurance Program, which is how a lot of people in Louisiana get flood insurance, is shutting down. Now, existing contracts are going to stay in effect, but new contracts are not going to be written until this gets resolved. And that's important.
So if your policy's up for renewal, or you buy a new home, or you want to buy a policy, you won't be able to do that as long as the shutdown continues.
If you're closing on a house this month and that house is in a flood zone, you're probably going to have a very big problem. So, again, most people aren't going to notice a change in their day-to-day lives, but if you are in that number, it's going to be a major change.
Yeah, that's a good point. I hadn't even thought about that, because if you can't get flood insurance, you're not going to get a mortgage, and you're going to have to wait to close on that house unless you buy private flood insurance if your lender allows you to go that route. We're talking with Jan Moeller, Executive Director of Invest in Louisiana. We have a lot of federal workers in New Orleans, in Louisiana. How will they make ends meet during this time, and what impact will it have on those people who rely on federal workers to come and visit their businesses? We'll ask those questions after we check on WWL traffic. Talking with Jan Moeller, Executive Director of Invest in Louisiana, about how the government shutdown that started at midnight will be impacting us here in Louisiana. Jan, I'm sitting next to the federal building here in downtown New Orleans. Out my window, I can see Federal City across the river in Algiers. We have a lot of federal employees, not just at those locations, but around the city and across the state.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Who will not be getting a paycheck until this is resolved. And while they will be, the vast majority of them, reimbursed for lost wages and income when this is over, in the meantime, they still got to pay their bills. And for many of them, that's very difficult.
Absolutely. These are middle class jobs. You don't get rich working for the federal government, contrary to what people may think. And so a lot of them rely on that income just to pay their bills, to put food on the table for their family every week. And when that income dries up, that's going to make that a lot more difficult. And it is going to reverberate and be felt in communities. Now, one good thing Congress did a few years ago, they passed a law that said people who are furloughed or who lose income due to government shutdowns will automatically receive back pay, full back pay, once the shutdown is resolved. It used to be that Congress would have to go in and actually pass a law authorizing that back pay, but now it's automatic. So anybody who's furloughed should expect to be paid back once they go back on the job. But a big factor here is, as we've heard Donald Trump say, he is prepared to play hardball and use this as an excuse to fire, permanently lay off some federal workers who might get caught in the squeeze here. We don't know if that's actually going to happen, but if I were a federal employee in New Orleans or Baton Rouge or anywhere else in the country, I would be a little worried about what's going to happen, because right now both sides appear extremely dug into their positions.
Yeah, many of these folks won't be able to pay their mortgages, their rent, their car notes, their utility bills and things like that. And we'll have to see how understanding those lenders and debtors are when those payments don't come because these federal employees aren't getting paid. And also, I remember last time this happened, a lot of the military folks at Bell Chase and at other institutions really had issues because they don't make a whole lot of money as enlisted individuals and get to a point where they're having trouble even finding money for the basics to sustain life if this shutdown goes too long, even though they'll eventually get that money paid to them.
That's exactly right. I mean, we know from a lot of research that about half of the families in Louisiana are really living hand to mouth, that don't have enough savings to sustain even a short or moderate period of unemployment. And so if this income dries up, yes, people are going to be wondering where their next meal is coming from. They're going to be calling that, power company and asking for a little extra time to pay their bills. It's going to cause a lot of real hardship in real people's lives. And so hopefully this will be a short shutdown. It's only day one. It's the first day of the fiscal year. It's fiscal New Year's Day for the federal government. Hopefully they'll get back to the negotiating table very soon. We should also note that there are some real important issues that need to be negotiated. The reason that Democrats in the Senate, and it's the Senate that did this, refused to vote is because healthcare costs for a lot of people, there's almost 300,000 people in Louisiana who buy health insurance through the federal health insurance marketplace. Those premiums are going to start going up, and the notices for those higher premiums are going to start going up this month. And so one of the reasons that I think the Democrats said they want to hold the line on this is because they want to extend the subsidies that keep health insurance affordable for a lot of people with low and moderate incomes in Louisiana and across the country.
And at the same time, the Republicans are saying, yes, we need to address that issue, but we need to keep the government running in the meantime. Let's pass the continuing resolution and then have that conversation. Yeah. So we'll see how this all plays out and how deep both sides dig their heels in. Jan, thank you for your insight and sharing that with us here on WWL.
Anytime. Thank you, Dave.
I'm Dave Cohen, in for Tommy Tucker. Coming up next half hour, LSU's football coach says his quarterback's not the problem. Others disagree. We'll talk with an LSU beat writer about where we're at with what is a burgeoning quarterback controversy for the LSU Tigers after the news.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.